Welcome to episode 856 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to share some thoughts and some powerful distinction that was created within a group that I'm a part of, and we had our bi-weekly tap-in, check-in, and what came from this was this distinction around morality and integrity. And for my relationship with integrity, it's plain and simple. What I say I do, I do. What I say I'm committed to, what I choose to show up in the world, that is what it is. And it's not a end of the line, do or die thing, but it's close to that. If I speak it, I want to come from a place of that is as concrete as possible, right? It's something that if it was a monetary value, that it would not be inflated. It would be the value of it is what it is, and you recognize that. And what came up during this call was this opportunity for some new possibilities for one of the members in their design of a program, of an experience for people. And what they were wrestling with was, should they change this or can they add this? And we started exploring, like, well, would this add, this addition contribute? Would it make a difference? Would it serve this audience? And the answers were yes. And yet there was the resistance of, well, I said this one thing and I see that this is possible. Not sure I want to marry the two. And what came out of this was this really great distinction about lamb chops. So the idea of it was, say we're going to a restaurant and I have my mind made up that I want lamb chops. That's it. I'm gonna get lamb chops. You can substitute whatever your food of choice is. We're just going with lamb chops because that's what the thing was. So lamb chops. And the waiter approaches, the server says, well, guess what? We have this special. It's a beautiful steak and it's this and that. You know what? Thinks steak sounds great, but I'm committed to lamb chops. Well, what if there's a possibility that, what if I can have steak and lamb chops? That's something that wasn't available before, or I wasn't awakened to or realized. And what was powerful from that was looking at how often do we do that? How often do we say no to something that could have been a yes? And because we had it in our minds as one thing, this is the only way, this is the only possibility, now we shut the door on all other things. So the game for you is to stay open and help your clients see that as well. Remember, you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.